Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It is winding down. We are in the holiday season.
Yes.
December is upon us, and with December comes lots of food and a new year's coming, like on the horizon.
Yeah.
And with food comes recipes, and you have three ingredients to get to the next dimension. And with the new year upon us, I feel like those three ingredients might be useful. So
somewhat.
So we're going to jump right into this one, guys. I know that was kind of an unusual transition.
No, that's good.
You weren't expecting that one.
That was really good. I've got three ingredients. Yeah. Three ingredients. Not to bake a cake, but to take you to the next level.
And what are those? What does the next level mean? What are those three things?
So I think we're not called to stay stuck. We're called to go from glory to glory, victory to victory, faith to faith. And so when God calls us to go to the next, be it your business, your finances, any area in ministry, whatever it is, God calls us to the next. Yeah. He never calls us to stay stagnant. As a matter of fact, God loves for us to move to the next, mm-hmm. The next season. And so there is a season to everything, but there are certain things that are required for us to go to the next. Some people are frustrated because they've been stuck in a rut. They don't know how to come out. They're frustrated in their ministry. They're frustrated in their calling. They're frustrated in their purpose. They're frustrated in their business. They're frustrated in what have you. Whatever ethnos you live in.
Yeah.
But it's important for us to understand, how do I get to that next place? And so there are three steps that I'd like to take you to. Proverbs chapter 19, I'll jump right in it. Verse 20 and 21, and I'm going to read it. Chapter 19 and verse 20 and 21. It says, "Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end you will be wise." Verse 21, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that will prevail." And so it says, many are the plans in a man's hand, but it's God that will make your plans successful. God will make you successful. And so God wants to take you to those places, your calling, whatever it is in your life. And so you got to understand that we are anointed people. God has called us to be anointed. God has called us to be purposeful people. We are people with a purpose and drive. That's how God built us. And so sometimes we don't know how to get to. I've been there. I'm sure you have.
I've also been there.
Where you're frustrated and you don't know how to press through. And so I'm going to give you, and a lot of times we think it's just, well, I'm praying and I'm fasting. Yes, those are great things. Keep doing that. But there are key things that the Bible talks about. And the first one he says is, look what he says in verse, chapter 19, verse 20 and 21. He says, "Many are the plans in the man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." And then he says, "Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise." So the first one I'm going to give you is wisdom. You have to have wisdom. If you don't have wisdom, wisdom determines your success. And the Bible says that the fear of the Lord, with the fear of the Lord comes wisdom. And so you can have a prophetic word, and you can have all these prophecies that have been given to you, and you can hear preachings left and right, but you need wisdom. And listen to what wisdom is. I'm going to define it. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge. Listen to that. Wisdom is the ability to apply the knowledge that you have. So it does me no good if I know how to lose weight,
but you don't do anything.
But I don't do anything. I have knowledge, but I don't apply it.
Yeah.
Wisdom, hear it. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge. I am wise in taking care of my body if I applied how I'm supposed to lose weight. Bad example during the holidays. And here's wisdom. It gives you the right answer at the right time.
Oh.
Wisdom will always give you the right answer at the right time. Daniel, Joseph, they had supernatural answers. They were able to move in favor and in success because they had supernatural answers. So we need wisdom. That's the key ingredient. With wisdom, you need counsel. And so you can't just have wisdom and you do things on your own. We all need counsel. Counsel, the definition of counsel is information from the experience of others. That is what counsel is. The Bible says in Proverbs, with the counsel of many, your plans succeed. And so counsel is getting information from who? From the experience of other people. You get, maybe some people have a very strong prophetic anointing. Some people have, they're really good at certain things. And so depending on their experience, you get counsel so that you avoid what? Defeat. So it's important for me to go up to a successful businessman.
Yeah.
I'm not, if I know that I've lost my fire for God, if I know that I'm not strong in the Lord, I'm not going to go ask, you know, Susie, who lost her fire, you know, Susie, who's depressed half the time,
yeah,
you know, counsel on what I should do. And people are getting counsel in the wrong places. Get counsel with people who already had an experience, who have, but why? Because you need training. We all need training.
Yeah.
And you avoid defeat. And so schooling polishes the calling. Now, it doesn't give you, think about when you go to school, it doesn't give you a call. It doesn't give you purpose, but it does polish you.
Yeah.
And so it refines you. And so all that is very, very important for you to do. So we need wisdom. We need counsel. Listen to what the definition of counsel is. Counsel is supernatural wisdom from others. That is what counsel is. It is wisdom from other people. And so some people have greater levels of wisdom.
Like your husband.
My husband has a crazy dimensions of wisdom.
He's my go-to guy.
Yeah. He's a prof. He's like, I think he's a prophet. I'm pretty sure he's a prophet. Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord in the book of Isaiah says, the Spirit of the Lord is counsel. So the Spirit of counsel, we've got to call on that Spirit of counsel. So when you hang out with the Holy Spirit, he will always give you downloads too. The Holy Spirit will always give you counsel as well. So you need wisdom. You need counsel. And the third thing that you need is you need discipline. I know it's a really, really, really bad word in America nowadays, but you need counsel and you're going to need discipline. If you're going to the next, you're going to have to discipline yourselves.
Yeah.
You can't say I'm going to go to the next and then sleep 10 hours a day. This is not going to happen.
Yeah,
you know, if you want to go to the next, there's going to be some sacrifices. You're going to have to stay up late and study. You're going to have to wake up earlier and you're going to have to pray. There's musicians out there and you want to be a great musician. Well, that requires technique.
Might have to turn down some movie invites.
Yeah. Turn down your social media. Turn down your some things and learn to discipline your body. We don't like it. I know that. But laziness disqualifies you from greatness. Laziness will always disqualify you from greatness. So many have dreams. I've got so many dreams. I can't tell you how many people say, oh, I've got this dream. Oh, I know I've got big destiny, but you're too lazy to develop it.
Yeah.
And so God has put great things in you, but if you're too lazy to develop it, then listen, you need to develop discipline in your life. You've got to study. You've got to align. You know, you've got to, you know, have counsel. You've got to have mentors around yourself because this development is so critical in our lives. We have been called to greatness.
Yeah.
And so the development of this greatness requires us to be very disciplined people. And so it's going to determine even your longevity is going to be determined by the discipline that is over your life. You know, because I can have these great, you know, gifts and everything, but I must develop them too. I can't just, you know, stay there.
Yeah.
And so we've got to have the character development to be able to say, you know, I'm going to exercise discipline in my life because God has gifted me. God has called me. I need to prepare myself as much as I don't like it. Who doesn't want to sit in front of a television and watch Hallmark movies? I do all day, 24/7. I've recorded 10 movies, Christmas movies, and my husband says they're all the same.
They
all have the same plot, but they're just in different cities. But that's beside the point. You know, who doesn't want to do that and eat bonbons and butter pecan, my favorite ice cream from Haagen-Dazs, all day in front of the television? Well, that would be great. But you know what? If I'm going to the next, it requires for me to be refined. And in order for me to be refined, I'm going to have to make some decisions. And that means that I can't live my life in such a careless way that I don't live, you know, I have to live purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
I have to live very determined and very disciplined in my life. I am a very disciplined person. If you go live in my house, I don't know if people can live in my house because we are both disciplined people.
Mm-hmm.
He is very disciplined. I'm very disciplined. You know, and so there's discipline in our homes because we know what we need to do. And so my future depends on it. Look at the definition of discipline. It's, this is what it means. Control gained by enforcing obedience to order. Huh. Good. I'm going to repeat it. It's so good. Control gained by enforcing obedience to order. So it's a system of rules of conduct and activity. In other words, you have a routine in your life. If you want to be successful, you've got to build an arsenal of wisdom. Wisdom is powerful. Wisdom will get you through seasons in your life. You need wisdom. The Holy Spirit will bring things into your life, and the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom.
He does.
He does. But you've got to also become people that seek counsel, and you've got to be people also that are very disciplined. That means that your prayer has to be routine-wise. You know, you've got to wake up, and you can't be everywhere. You can't be spontaneous. Yeah. You know, although spontaneity is good. But I'm talking about getting you to the next level, be it your business, be it in other places. I'm not talking about spontaneity, let the Holy Spirit flow. Yes, obviously, we need to do that. But I'm talking about getting you to the next level will require these three things in your life. Bad habits versus godly habits. Look at your habits. How are your habits? From the moment you wake up, how are your habits? What time do you wake up? What do you do? How are your habits? Tell me your habits. When you go to bed, do you go to bed early? Are you intentional about your life? Or is it just everywhere? Is it random? You know, then you can't get to the next level that way. You have to be very, very habitual about certain things in your life. So you have to be habitual about prayer. Yeah. You have to be habitual about even your relationships, even your friendships, everything in your life, and let it increase. And so you got to know how to, you know, bring that order in your life. And then here's another thing that you got to know is that you've got to love correction. Yeah, I just lost about half of you right there. You got to love correction. When Paul was choosing Timothy, he says this to Timothy, let me circumcise you. Think about that. Cut the most tender part of my life. Yeah. Because I know that I've got to get to the next place in my life, so I've got to be corrected. If God can't correct you, then you're not submitted to lordship. If God cannot correct you, or you are resisting correction, that, my friend, is called rebellion. Mm-hmm. And so if no one can correct you, you can't improve, and nobody can correct you, that means that you're never going to improve. That means that you're never going to strengthen the areas of your life. When a person has wisdom, a person has counsel, a person is disciplined, a person embraces correction, you know, listen, you're going to the next. That is inevitable. You are going to the next. You are going to be refined, you know, and when you've been appointed by God, you have no time to waste. Listen, you have no time to waste. And so if you keep rejecting correction from a godly mentor, you know, and I mean, look at your life. Here's God. And God is saying, I want the oil to flow from the head down to the body. I want you to be a person that is full of my presence, full of my power, full of my glory. I'm going to take you to the next. I'm going to take you to the next dimension. I'm going to take you to the next level. And then we are a people that lack so much discipline, a people that lack even the correction. We don't embrace it like we should. We don't like it. We just don't like it. But if it's godly counsel, God is asking us to do it. God is correcting us. God wants that oil to flow in our lives. So I encourage everybody, you must embrace correction. You must love wisdom. You must love discipline. The Bible says this, and I end it with this. In the book of Proverbs, it says this, wisdom cries out from the streets. Can you picture wisdom? I mean, that's the way it describes wisdom in Proverbs. It cries out. It's like desperate crying out. Who wants me? Yeah. Who wants wisdom? Hey, listen, this woman wants wisdom. I want wisdom, because where wisdom is, hear me, success will always follow. The next will always follow. And so I just want to encourage everybody, wisdom, counsel, discipline. God is preparing you for the next level, and correction. And those will always be the ingredients that will take you to the next level. So do it. Don't procrastinate anymore. Just go out and start to apply that in your life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. One thing with correction that's helped me, because I can be kind of stubborn, so I wouldn't like to listen to people's correction. But then I started realizing who would tell me. And it was the people who cared about me the most were the ones who would tell me.
Yeah.
And I would be like, I don't like what I'm hearing, but this person cares for me. And they're telling me because they want to see some improvement. And maybe I can't see the blind spot that they're pointing out.
Yeah.
So even if I don't feel it or understand it, I'm going to trust them because they care about me.
Yeah.
And that's been the biggest helper for myself when it comes to receiving correction.
God will never, he loves you too much to leave you the same.
Right. So like when I started to understand that, I mean, there was a few weeks ago, you text me and you're like, hey, I see this in your life. And I'll be honest, I wasn't there like, oh, wow, I'm so happy.
Of course nobody is.
But then I was like, the only reason she's telling me this, if she didn't care about me, she wouldn't tell me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't like what I'm reading, but because she cares and because I know that it's coming from a good place, I'm going to take it, digest it, and I'll apply it, even if I don't necessarily understand it. There's been times where your husband's told me stuff and I'm like, all right, I guess. But I know that he wouldn't, like, why would he mislead me on purpose?
Yeah.
And the same way with God.
What happens after the fact is you realize that was for my good.
Absolutely.
That was to pull me out of something. Mm-hmm. That was to take me out of a situation that perhaps I would have, you know, been engulfed and stumbled over or been engulfed by. Yeah.
And that's been what's helped me through correction.
Yeah.
So just a little word of advice for y'all. That's what helped me. I mean, you can go ahead and implement it if you want. But I'd suggest that it's worked out pretty decently for me so far. But with that said, we hope that you guys, you know,
send in your questions. Yes, if you have any questions, please send some questions in. If there's a topic that is really something that you feel that you need some advice about, or, you know, what have you, if there's a specific topic that you think, you know, I really need help in this, I need more insight, I need more revelation in this, please send in those emails and I'd be more than happy to study it and bring you revelation, insight, whatever we can to be of a blessing to everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've mentioned in the past, she has a book.
Yes.
In multiple translations. Passionate
in multiple
Pursuit.
Translations.
You can find it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. You can find it at Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
There's Spanish.
Italian.
And
English.
English.
And it's getting ready to be translated in German.
German.
And Hindi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hindi.
Yeah.
I don't know how to read that one yet. And there's two more books coming up in 2019.
Yes.
We have sermons at pattyvalenzuela.com/sermons. We have a Facebook. We have Instagram. You have a Twitter.
A Twitter account as well.
So, you know, look for all of those on your social media platforms to see, you know, what Patty has to say. Our services are streamed at Ignite Movement on Facebook. So, you know, share this link with your friends. Leave us a review and keep sending in those emails, guys. And hope you have a Merry Christmas. And hopefully you hear from us before the end of the year. Take care.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.